fences make good neighbors, good spouses. I mean, yeah.
No, it's.
You know what? I used to think that.
For the future.
I used to think that. Me working afternoons, my wife working days, and whatever, and like me only really seeing her in bed until the weekend. You know, I thought that it was like good fences. You know, make a good spouse because we never fought about anything. We didn't have time to. we just like hang out on the weekend and like everything was cool. But I was wrong.
Apparently it wasn't.
Apparently I was wrong. Apparently during the week, she was like, I don't know, whatever with her fucking boyfriend.
Oh, yeah. There's that.
Yeah, there's that.
There's that.
I don't want to say I told you so, but.
What'd you tell me? I
think I said, you're cool with this dude hanging out with your wife all the time. And you said, no, it's. Their dogs are friends, and I said I don't trust the guy.
Yeah, no, that's true. I mean, I never liked the guy, but I don't know. It's not that I never trusted him. I didn't trust him at all, but I trusted her.
Yeah, well, you're supposed to.
No, but I did, and I think I mean, like I knew her very, very well, and I, you know, I mean, well. Things changed, right? But yeah, no, I just that I thought she would handle that, you know, 'cause she's a boss. She's her own woman, right? She can do the shit.
Well, I don't want to say anything, but she was handling something.
No, actually, almost sure that everything they did was like over clothes. Like,
you know what? No, you don't know, Tyler. I would bet that they did not have intercourse until after she'd already moved out.
They still might not have.
No,
to this day.
No.
And if they have, she hasn't enjoyed it at all.
They're just staring each other's eyes longingly every night. No, you're right.
If they are, she's not enjoying it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because she did not enjoy that. Yeah, she did not enjoy that shit at all.
You don't mind me getting a little personal, Jeff?
Personal.
How long did you guys date before you take that?
I don't remember. Probably at least 10 months or a year.
I feel like it was like
it might have been,
but you lived together.
We lived together. We like did other stuff, right? But like,
yeah,
that was like
there's other stuff.
But you know, I don't know. But you know, she's a good girl or whatever. You know,
oh yeah, totally
or something.
Good.
And that's the price you got to pay for that kind of.
Hey, you doing okay there? You got no comment
I'm
there.
Just shell shocked. You know
Tyler. The
I'm
girl,
like whatever I say the, is no, going to no. be over the top.
Tyler,
you and Sweet D, how long did you guys date before? Oh, you didn't like, start dating till like a year of
negative 12 months.
No, we
still haven't gotten a date.
It was you, me, and D. Actually, we were like the three amigos
Great.
For like
we were buddies.
How many years, right? And then. Moved into the same building as her.
Yeah.
Which made things
convenient.
Yeah.
And then it just, as they say, blossomed into something out of a sitcom.
It was, yes. You know what? I'm going to start the show because we're already 10 minutes in, so let's start it. There's a lot of shit's going to get cut out.
Yeah.
All right. I'm actually pretty excited about this theme song this week.
Women are stupid and I don't respect them. That's right, I just have sex with them. Show me your genitals. Your genitals.
What?
Show me your genitals.
Genitalia!
Show me your genitals. Your genitals.
What?
Show me your genitals.
Your genitalia!
You're talking to me about stuff.
Why?
Why? I'd rather see your titties.
I'm gonna let this run.
Now you're talking about other stuff.
Why?
I'd much rather see your titties. Can't have sex with your personality, and I can't put my penis in your college degree, and I can't shove my fist in your childhood dreams. So why are you sharing all this information with me? It's not sexist because I'm saying it in a song. That's right, bitch. Now take off your thong and show me your genitals. Your genitals.
Tyler, you're looking like you've never heard that before.
Oh no, I've heard it.
He might have introduced me to it. Welcome to the I Never Want to Be Young Again podcast. I'm Trevor.
I'm Jeff.
I'm drinking. I mean Tyler.
And we got this week from episode 24, our most racist episode. We got back Tyler.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually what it's called.
Clap,
the most
clap,
racist.
Clap,
it
clap,
is.
Clap.
I know. Hey. I like that one.
The gang gets racist.
Check us out on our website, ineverwanttobeyoungagain.com. Email at ineverwanttobeyoungagain@gmail.com. Facebook, I Never Want to Be Young Again podcast. SoundCloud, I think, but that doesn't get any action.
No, that's a thing.
Yeah, it's a thing, but it's not working out for us. Not as well as website. Oh, by the way, checking out the hits.
Yep.
Somebody in India is repeatedly checking us out.
That is hilarious.
Oh, actually, nice. I guess there's billions of people there, so there's a really good chance it's different people.
There's a very, very small percentage of the country. You know what? Somebody stopped and told me today. Yeah, I got an email today, and they were saying they really like that episode with the like uncomfortable dates or something like that. And I'm like, what? And then they reminded me that that's, you know, a one we did that was apparently pretty good. And I'm like, thanks for listening, because I didn't listen to it.
You should listen to that one. That is when I started this.
What was the guy talking about? He said something about an awkward date. What awkward date?
Bad dates.
He said awkward.
Well, you...
Oh, it was the one where possibly the girl's family got murdered, I think it was.
Ooh.
And you made a gun joke or something?
Are you serious? I did do that.
That's the one. That's the one.
You've been listening to the show, man. Cheers.
I was on that one.
No.
No. Then this is a different one.
I thought, no.
We had an episode about bad dates. Me, Jessica, and Jeff. We talked about dates that we had and that went bad.
Now, all I remember is the one where the guy hanging from hooks and, like, that was uncomfortable. Well, you got to listen to the show, Tyler, if you're going to give me that look.
Well, I know what I'm doing later.
Yeah. Find the one with Jessica.
Because I listened to my episode, like, 6 times.
Yeah, of course you would.
You know what?
You love Kanye like Kanye loves Kanye.
I love me like Kanye loves Kanye.
You know what? I'm going to look up the episode, because if anybody's listening to that and they want to check out more of our show... Start with...
So there's at least 2 episodes with bad dates.
Probably more.
At least, I said.
Because, you know, with, like, the weird shit going on in my life, there's, like, every now and again, you know, I have the opportunity to tell you guys.
Oh, it's episode 26.
Yeah?
It's entitled, I'm Not Your Girlfriend.
Oh, that's right, because that guy's getting clingy.
You're getting clingy.
Yeah. But that isn't what we came here to talk about.
No.
We came here to talk about comedy rap, or the fake rap game. Now, you played some John Lajoie there, a Canadian comedy musical.
I can never pronounce his word.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Right. It's French. Nobody cares about the French.
La Jolie. I'm pretty sure he's happy if you just click on his links. That's it.
But there's a lot of that. Like, you know, there was the Lonely Island.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, there's
nailing it.
Lil Dicky. If you heard Lil Dicky.
Lil Dicky
is killing it. He's got
killing
a song,
it.
A professional rapper with Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
Where he just goes back and forth, just explains it like... What do you do? Somebody runs up to you in the club? I probably do nothing.
Yeah, that's like, Snoop Dogg.
That's so good.
I don't see what that has to do with rap.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's actually, like, he's got skill, though. He's
doing
it. Oh,
my God, his freestyles are so good.
Like this John
Lajoie
guy, he is good. This song wasn't an example of good music. It's supposed to be bad. But other songs he has, musically, they're well done.
When you go to his show... Like in person, when you see it.
You saw
have you gone?
No, I didn't see it. A buddy of mine did, and he says, when I get there, the guy starts off going, I don't know why you came. Thanks for paying for the tickets.
Yeah.
I'm not really funny in person. I do YouTube videos.
And he
proceeded to do most of his YouTube videos, but in person.
Well, there you go.
And he's like, yeah, you guys, the better stuff is online. You paid for it. You suck.
You know what? You know, it's funny, though, because, like, Tenacious D is the opposite. You watch them on YouTube, but apparently in person is where they fucking shine.
Oh, I'd kill for that. It's Jack Black.
But, you know, those YouTube videos are pretty great. Mm. I saw one where him and Kyle were doing that little back and forth from the Pixies album, Surferosa.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those little interludes were like, they were going to fuck up at school. I was, like, so surprised. And then the next day, they were so quiet about it. And the next, you know, they just do that whole back and forth that you fucking die. What? No, this has nothing to do with anything. It's just, she said, nobody touched my stuff. And I said, are you fucking dying? Anyway, sorry, maybe you guys aren't Pixie fans, but they did this whole thing from the album. And they know all the words, man. They're fans. And they actually played with Frank Black.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken, there's a video there. Yeah, I'll watch
Jack Black or
Frank Black and Jack Black.
Jack Black.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just want to make sure they're.
What's the other guy? Kyle
Jack
Gass?
White. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're going to talk about Jack White, but that's the White Stripe guy.
That is true.
Frank Black and Jack White would make some pretty great music, but they're also both just so full of themselves. I don't think I don't think they both fit in the room.
Yeah, probably. It'd be two big egos in the same vicinity.
Yeah.
Cutest musical comedians?
Oh, who's that?
Garfunkel and Oates. Yeah.
Yeah. What? I think I've heard the name, but...
Dude, do you not watch Garfunkel and Oates?
They got their own show now. Their little musical comedy, which is, again, musical comedy. Lowest
those,
form of
you know
comedy,
those little
probably.
Hipster girls that play a ukulele? You know, like they're trying to be Zooey Deschanel or some shit? Yeah, like that.
Hmm. Yeah. Here, we'll get you a look at them. Cause
are we
like,
talking music today?
No, man, it's a TV show. It's like a comedy TV show, but it's these music. Girls, and in the show,
so
they make musical comedy.
Are you looking at the picture here?
You're not even looking.
But they're like, these are the two girls. You might. Yeah. She's in like a bunch of,
you know,
the dark-haired one.
You know what we should have done for the intro song?
What?
One of their songs.
You know, I might just play some. So
what about that God's Loophole
I know
one?
The dark-haired one. Yeah.
And you know, they're both cute in different ways. Yeah, the one girl ways. With the dark hair has got this like hot autistic thing going.
Yeah, she looks like she gives the best hand jobs. But like, the other girl looks like she's like really nice and laughs at your jokes and just wants to slam. That blonde girl. No, like
that
she,
was a very
that
good
blonde girl looks easy.
Cute autistic is.
I don't
at
know.
The top
I don't know if that's
list right now.
I don't know if that's sexist, but yeah, cute autistic's good. I don't know, bangs.
I feel like that
like
for some
bangs.
Reason. I feel that's right up like Jeff's alley. Like,
man, wait, we got way off topic. What were we talking about?
Yeah. No, we're gonna
midget
sample
porn. Them. What?
Garfunkel and Oates. This is called God's Loophole.
Oh yeah, it's the
oh
butt.
My god, they did God's Loophole.
Yeah,
you know this.
No.
Song.
Yes.
All my life, I've been good. Do what my mom and dad and God say I should. Go to church and Bible school to live by God's rule. So whatever people tell me that the Bible
tells me, those big doughy eyes.
I will do. Walk the halls of high school with my purity ring. Unlike those other girls, I got my morals in check. It was easy to do till I got a boyfriend. And pardon my French, but he's cute as heck. But I made a pact to keep my hymen intact. And Jesus and I are tight. Never learned about the birds and bees. I was taught to keep an aspirin in between my knees.
It's almost
the
there.
Bible says premarital sex is wrong. But Jason says that guys can't wait that long.
Can't.
I don't want to
Jason
lose
says
him
that?
To someone who'll do him. I need to figure something out. Well, there's a loophole in the scripture that works really well, so I can get him off without going to hell. It's my Hail Mary, full of grace. In Jesus' name, we go to fifth base.
I love that term,
well,
fifth
thank
base.
Thank you for making me holy, and thank you for giving me holes to choose from. And since I'm not a godless whore, they'll have to come in the back door. Therefore, fuck me in the ass, because I love Jesus.
There it is,
they
right
just went
there.
And said
it. Lord would want it that way. Give me that sweet sensation of a throbbing rationalization. It's just between you and me.
I can't believe we listened to a minute of
everyone
this.
Knows it's the sex that God can't see.
There you go. God can't see.
That's
it. You know, I don't know if that's true, because if that is true, then all the homo haters, they got really nothing to say.
I just don't
if
know.
If God can't see it.
No,
God.
The homo haters got way too much to say.
Remember when I was like super homophobic?
What?
Now?
Yeah.
I'm were like, you? I don't give a shit. Do what you like.
What? Really?
Do what you, I didn't
oh,
know that.
No, he wasn't hateful though. Like,
I wasn't hateful because that's, yeah, that would be the term if it was homophobic. It's
no,
hateful.
No, you can be homophobic just, and no, not be just, hateful. It can make you uncomfortable.
I was just highly uncomfortable. Now I'm like, well, you do what you do and I'll do what I do. And
which is a girl.
That's cool. Yeah.
So
with a boy's name, it throws people off because I dress well and I'm slender.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, yeah, me and Danny last night. And they're like, oh.
You and Dan?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
My I'm like, partner.
Danielle?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, we get it. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really? Really? You get a lot of that? Like
every once in a while.
Interesting.
Yeah. Huh. Okay.
Cool.
You know what I think happened? I think you just got a little bit older and you realize that this doesn't have any effect on your life.
Literally
at all.
No effect
because
on my life.
I think you, when you get over 25, you're so busy in life and like trying to, you know, like do your thing. You're just like, wow, nothing
I love
at all
that
matters.
Phrase,
almost nothing matters.
You do you. That's
yeah.
fine.
Just
and
you.
I don't
you.
Give a shit.
None of my business.
As we covered into the, in one of the other episodes, the last episode 24 that you were in, You also grew up in a town where, like, you were, like, you were ethnic, right? Like,
I was the ethnic.
You were the.
And you do not look terribly ethnic.
No.
I just didn't fit,
but
which bothered people.
Probably not a lot of acceptance in the gay community up in that neighborhood, eh? Like, they get pulled behind a truck and hung from a tree is kind of what I see happen.
I don't think the conversation came up because there were just too many guns around.
Sure, sure it is. When you're calling your buddy a fag, that's probably when it came up.
That's about it, yeah. And now, I mean, that's...
And now, what's changed? What's... You've grown up, you...
Literally, it's the same sort of thing
with most of
the shit. I think
your changed.
Most of the stuff out there, it's like, I really don't care because that doesn't pertain to me,
yeah.
Right? You know, I think everybody jumps on the I have to say something bandwagon when that bandwagon, like, isn't within 1,000 fucking miles of you.
Yep.
And it means nothing.
Yep.
Why do you have to say something?
Right.
It means fuck all.
You know, it's
like, I don't want to hear about you weighing in on dogs getting their ears cropped and tails cropped when you've never owned a fucking dog. Okay, right. Or you don't own one of those kinds.
Hold on a second.
Who cares?
Do you mean that just because I don't, like, have kids doesn't mean I can't, like, have beliefs about kids?
Yeah, that's right. That's what
I saying. Can't even have beliefs or like, I've never had a cat. You saying I can't say no. This is my opinion about cats. I think you shouldn't drown them. You saying I can't have that opinion?
I disagree completely. By the way,
I
want to
go on record. Okay, you know what? No, I know you own a cat, so you're allowed to say that you think all cats should be drowned. But I've never had one. I'm just imagining having a cat, and I can formulate an opinion that I don't think I'd want to drown one if I had one.
That's true, but I wouldn't care about your opinion because you don't have a cat.
That's
you can
fair.
Have it. Yeah.
You know, right? That's fair enough. Yeah.
But you know what? I want to say because we work in a similar industry, we work in the car biz, and it's a misogynistic, racist, sexist, evil place to work.
You know what? It's like Mad Men, but you can't smoke inside anymore, right?
Yeah, you know what? Kind of like Mad Men. Yeah. But
you can still drink inside, right?
Yeah.
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 Just
and as long as you're selling cars,
you're just not
it's cool.
To broadcast it, but yeah, everyone knows. Yeah,
it's cool. It's cool. We've got somebody that we have to drive home every once a week. but in the car business, I remember, like, years ago, if a same-sex couple came in, it doesn't matter if it was men or women, they'd come in and you'd act cool when they were there. But as soon as they left or you were in a room with someone, they're gay. And
it would
be a thing. They'd go in and, like, do some paperwork and come out, and you'd go, oh, they're a couple. Yeah, yeah. And now, somebody can go through the entire process of buying a car, and they're obviously together, and they're the same sex, and, like, nobody really calls them the gay couple anymore, right? Like, that used to be a big thing.
Well,
now
it's just those guys buying that car, or those girls buying that car.
Which is progression.
Because it doesn't fucking matter.
It doesn't matter. And I think that goes a long way in a culture where, like, it's not progressive, you know, like it's a bunch of men and women. OK, I'm not just blaming the guys in this industry that aren't progressive and don't really want to be. But now it's become like whatever, they're gay. Like lots of people are gay. Just, you know, you mean the guy with the blue shirt? Is that what you mean?
Hey, didn't you have a blonde sales lady or whatever you worked with that was, like, super crass?
I did.
Didn't I, like, I think I remember.
Yeah, like,
she was,
like,
crass in the auto
she
industry.
Was, I forget this lady. She was like,
was it?
I don't remember. But yeah. No, but I've seen some of these women, and they're just like guys, you know?
Oh, the good
they're
ones.
Just like, well, yeah. Because if you're not just like a guy, I don't know how you're going to sell cars.
I could tell you about the most interesting sales lady I ever worked with.
Oh?
Mm-hmm.
What's so interesting about her?
Like, either way, you'd be like, good for her, right? Like, good for her. She's just, surprising. She's hanging on to it. She liked to date men younger than me at the time.
And you were young at the time.
I was younger.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, you're a lot younger. You've been doing this, what, 10 years, 12 years?
10 years, about 10 years.
Yeah.
10 to 12 years.
Yeah.
And yeah, Tyler's done it longer.
Now he's doing the math, and he's like, I'm an old fuck.
I'm old.
So I was 30. She was early 40s. And there was a guy that we went to high school with who showed up. His name is Drew. And he came in, and I used to chat with him. You're younger than us. I'm like, hey, Drew, how's it going? You know, just nice to see him, right? Chatting. I'm like, you here to, like, look for a car or pick up your car from service? He goes, no, I'm here to pick up. I was like, oh.
She caught ya.
Oh.
Yeah, you like, fell into her trap.
Aren't you too old for Lisa?
Yeah. They didn't date. She came to me one time, and she talked to me about her love life one time, and it was the best thing ever. Yeah. I'm just, she comes up, she goes, Trevor, I'm dating this guy. She'd show me pictures. She was very proud of this 26-year-old guy she was dating. Mm-hmm. Roided right up, tattoos. They went shopping together. I think she helped him get a deal in like a Lexus or something. And she's buying into that.
She's a guy.
Yeah.
You know, dating people younger than her, like being all superficial and whatever. Mm-hmm. She's being the boss about it, being awesome with you guys about it, telling you funny stories. No, man, she's a guy. She's like one of the guys at work.
Which must be how she felt, because she came up to me for advice.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And
she got right in on that huddle.
She comes to my office. She goes, Trevor, I've been dating this guy. We've gone out a couple of times. And then one time we went, like, I helped him, like, car shop and stuff. I go, yeah. And she goes, well, it's the third date, and he invited me over to make me dinner. And I go,
so naive.
The sex date. And I go, yeah. She goes, yeah. And you go, you haven't had sex with him yet. She goes, yeah. I don't know what to do.
What?
She doesn't know what to do. She doesn't want to put out because she's afraid he's going to get the cougar.
How old is she?
And move on. She's early 40s.
The trophy cougar.
She knows that after they bang, she really likes him. Oh. And she thinks that after they bang, he's not going to want anything to do with her.
Because
it's the fucking truth. Like, that is kind of what's going on here.
That's so sweet.
You think he wants to, like,
you know what?
There's nothing he wants to settle down with you and not have kids. Is that what he wants? Like,
there's nothing she can do to change her status in that relationship.
She doesn't know this, though. So,
yeah, okay.
Anyway, so she goes, what do I do? And I go, well, you want to keep him interested, and you don't want to have sex with him. Just blow him.
Yeah, bingo.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, because that's the gesture I was making, yeah.
That was the thought on everyone's mind right there.
He won't get what he's really looking for, but he's getting something. Yeah. And she goes, huh. Actually, she's like, oh, well, okay, I see that. Now, a couple of hours later, my boss comes into my office and goes, did you tell her to blow her boyfriend?
Nice.
Oh, that's professional.
And I'm trying. I can tell him, and I'm this isn't as funny to him as it is to me.
Wait.
But he's not
your
mad
because
you said
position in the
that.
Company.
This
are
is an
you
HR.
Peers with her?
Yes, I'm a salesperson.
Perfect.
Yeah, I'm not in the management roles.
There's nothing wrong with that.
And she asked me for advice. I gave it to her, and
nothing
she goes,
wrong.
It was, let me tell you a story. Because Lisa comes into my office and tells me about her
Brady.
Boyfriend and third date and dinner date, and he thinks we want to have sex. She doesn't know what to do. And I go, you know, you just do what you feel is right. Do whatever you feel comfortable doing. And don't feel like you have to do anything you're uncomfortable with. And she goes, huh. Trevor said I should just blow him.
Oh. I think you gave better advice than your boss.
I think so. He gave safer advice considering he's...
Safer advice? No. I think your advice was wiser than his.
But right. Like, that is good advice.
Yeah, that's
I just
okay
want
advice.
To put that on the
yeah.
table there.
Yeah.
I mean, that is...
super good advice.
Solid. You have 3 votes in this room.
Yeah. Cheers. Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Anyways. I'm going to get some beers out of the freezer. You guys
Do you
just
guys remember
carry
that part
the show?
Of Star Wars where they're flying that, I think it's an X-Wing. Is that what it is?
Right.
Through that little squarish valley thing on the Death Star.
Yeah.
Doesn't that look flat? When you're flying, it looks flat. Death Star was round.
Yeah.
There's a meme going around. And I have pictures, Tyler.
Are you about to get into like
flat Earth? Yeah,
the flat Death
no.
Star
yes.
theory.
Yes, no, and that's a thing. That's a thing going on right now. No. Where is the curve? Show me. I got a picture. I've got a picture of the X-wing thing. It's actually just that. What would you call that? Like
because
a valley?
Here's the thing, guys.
That square.
Here's
thing?
The thing.
It was a fucking movie.
It's a fucking moon. No. It's a moon.
What's a moon?
Okay. It's a Death Star. It's roughly the size of a moon.
So it's spherical.
Right.
Where's the curve?
So is the fucking Earth. Okay.
But people, are you miss? Do I have to show you the picture of the tennis ball again?
Have you not even read the Bible? The Death Star is flat.
Okay. You see, when you look close up at a tennis ball, looks flat. You believe in flat tennis balls.
Exactly.
But these people, they are retarded. They believe that they're round.
Okay, so it's funny. When I was sitting here this morning, I was like,
you didn't think I was going to change my position.
I got to think of something stupid to talk about. And I'm like, flat earth. No, that's too stupid. I'm going to leave that alone. So I was in fucking Mexico.
Okay.
And it's a beautiful vacation. I'm at an all-inclusive, making friends because I'm liquored. You're making friends.
A friendly guy. Easy.
Right. I make them easy, but.
And people like having. You're because you're apparently gay. You give off that persona.
Extra friendly. And I'm Canadian, so super sorry I'm extra friendly.
Yeah.
So I meet this guy, and me and Danny and him are hanging out, and we're having a good time. And next thing you know, I'm in Mexico, and it's been like 3 days since I've had any smoke. Mm-hmm. And I was like, could you find me some weed? You live here. And he's like, yeah, for sure. So. That's a whole nother story. Anyway, we're at the beach, smoking some weed in Mexico, having a good time.
Yeah.
And we're having all these chats and whatnot. Everything's funny. And all of a sudden, he starts drawing in the sand. And he's like, yeah, so have you heard about this flat earth thing? Now, I'd only heard about flat earth like 3 weeks prior when some...
Galileo. Yeah, he proved that wrong.
I'd only heard about this shit like 3 weeks prior when somebody was talking about some Disney teen star was tweeting about flat earth. And I was like, they're doing it for publicity, right? Nobody actually believes this. So I'm talking to the guy. And I'm making jokes. And I'm being really patronizing about this. I'm not being nice at all. And neither's Danny. And we're picking on this whole system, right? Making jokes, blah, blah, blah. And he's drawing in the sand. And all of a sudden he goes, no, really. It's on YouTube. You can look it up. And I'm like,
flat?
Oh, shit.
I've watched the videos.
He actually believes
I'm not convinced.
I've seen some of the videos as well.
I've had to watch them. Right. Not convinced. Okay.
So all of our oceans are held in by a 200-foot-tall wall of ice with polar bears and a parallel
the U.S.
theory.
Military guarding this, so no
UN,
one can go over
stupid.
The edge.
You're so ignorant. Get your facts straight. It's the U.N.
Oh, it's the U.N., not the U.S.
Yeah.
It's the U.N.
This is bigger than that,
and
Tyler.
Or polar bears. Here's my problem with that. There's a 200-foot ice wall holding in the oceans.
Yeah.
Well, who held the water in place while you froze the ice wall?
God.
Who built this?
Dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs. T-Rex with their little fucking arms.
But you were saying there's different factions to the flat earth.
There are. That's what I said. Like, there's a parallel theory that they're polar bears with machine guns or that they're the UN. Oh. And
my favorite flat earther quote is the, we have hundreds of members all around the globe.
I can't handle that.
It was on their Twitter account.
I can't handle it.
No, that's a problem.
No, but some people pretend to be flat earthers so that they can make them look bad. I understand. Okay, now we are...
The guy with the steam-powered rocket? Did you see that guy?
Yeah, I saw that guy. We're having a convention next year in, I think, Calgary.
We?
Canada, a flat earth convention.
Oh.
It's a private event. I'm not saying the government has anything to do with it. It's in Calgary.
He has an actual membership.
No, I don't have a membership.
Get a membership.
No. Anyway, sorry.
I want to see you among
Tyler,
them. You'd rip them apart and they wouldn't know
Tyler,
what happened.
I've looked into this more than you have. About a third of these people have a mental illness and really agree with this.
Mm-hmm.
About a third of them are trolls pretending to be into this.
And the people who are into it don't understand
that
they're
being trolled.
Yes, they don't understand
that. And the
other
third,
have no idea. They're like, yeah, what he said.
And then the other third are idiots fighting with these idiots. Because you've heard the saying, like Jay-Z told me that, don't argue with fools because from a distance you can't tell who is who.
I have been tempted to argue with them. And I'm like, nope, there's no saving this one. This one's written off.
There is somebody that we're not going to name on the show that
we used to work with.
We all know.
Yeah, we know him.
And he's a...
You know him too?
I know him.
Well, he knows him from...
Dude, I've been car shopping.
And he actually used to be a very successful car salesman. Now he's a stay-at-home parent who spends his time...
Can we give him a nickname?
Spread...
Mohawk?
Mohawk.
Fauxhawk.
Fauxhawk.
We're going to throw in his...
Let's call him Fauxhawk.
Ethnicity, though.
No.
Okay, let's
not even do that. Let's call him Fauxhawk. because we don't see race. Anyways, ooh. he's got all the
he's into
conspiracies.
It.
He's an anti-vaxxer.
Whoa!
And he had a
what
kid.
About NASA?
Oh, NASA.
Yeah.
You should see all the acronyms for
hold
NASA.
On, hold
he
on.
Has.
Is he? What's that Vegas shooting? Is he?
Yeah. Oh,
he
that's
that Sandy Hook.
All okay. those people have other, are actors. The
yeah, crisis actors.
Crisis actors. Yeah.
Sandy Hook didn't happen. Oh, like, what are we, wait, 9/11. Where does he stand on that?
You know, he doesn't say much about it because that's like so like.
Yeah. It's like there's not proof, but
it's
there
old
was
news.
No,
is
there
what it is.
No, but here's
it's
the thing.
It's not titillizing.
But Tyler, there was rubble.
I just love that word.
So just the fact that there was rubble means that like at least the conspiracy happened. But then, like, when they come to the Vegas thing, they're like, I went there the next day. Those windows are fine. You're like, what the fuck? Are you retarded? Like, they just don't believe anything happened, that it was just made up for the news.
I kind of want to read a couple of his posts.
You know, we got off topic again. Let's not do this.
What was our topic before? Flat earthers?
No, before that.
Oh, Tyler.
We said
oh,
welcome.
So sorry.
Tyler, welcome to the show.
You were
that's where
thank
we were.
You.
That's
I'm glad
where
to
last
be here.
Were.
This is where we last were.
You're
we
on vacation.
Went way off track.
You're on vacation with a flat earther.
Finally,
he's getting offended.
Yeah, no. Well, he didn't really get offended. He just got very stern, like kind of a stop your joking and listen to me. And we stopped joking and looked at each other like, oh, we made the wrong friend. The people we made on the booze cruise where they were pouring tequila directly into our mouth, they were way better friends.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Especially the guy pouring tequila right into my mouth.
That was your best friend at the time.
What was he trying to orchestrate a threesome or something?
Do you remember those?
What the fuck?
No, do you remember those? What do they call them?
It's a bandolier.
Thank you. The belt with the bullets in it.
The belt with the bullets
Except
in it
his
is a
bullets
bandolier.
Were shot glasses.
That is awesome.
Ooh, I've
and
seen
I was
that
like,
before.
I was like, this guy's my buddy. But no, he was everybody's buddy. He was literally there to get everyone drunk. It's a booze cruise.
Yeah.
He's
job.
A party catalyst. I think that's the job title.
Party police.
No, party catalyst. This is a Jose
Speaking
Cuervo
party
hires them.
Catalysts. So we've had a few parties in the past when I had a bigger house and I had the hot tub and whatnot, right?
Yep.
We threw a few parties.
Yeah.
And we always invited this one girl who would just get liquored and get crazy. And she was literally the party catalyst.
Wait, did she have fake tits?
No. Oh. No, that one was interesting too. But this girl would run around throughout the party. Now I'm living with Danny.
Yep.
And this girl would start every conversation with all her new friends that she's meeting, right? She's like, this is a great party, blah, blah. Isn't it awesome that Tyler and they're having this party? It's so awesome. And she go, and they're like, everybody's like, well, how do you know Tyler? And she's like, I used to fuck Tyler. And then they look at me. And then they look at my girlfriend. And they'd be like, What do we do with this new information?
Wait.
Right? And I'm like, you know, What's first wrong? Two or three parties, I was like, that's funny. This girl just makes shit awkward, and then she, like, amps up the party, right?
Yeah.
And then it was, like, the third party or so, and she's like, yeah, I used to sleep with Tyler. And I'm like, okay, well, it kind of got old, because they're the same people.
But
they know.
You did used to sleep?
But they keep asking?
No,
they're
I think she just
people.
Volunteered
Why do they?
Oh,
it.
Okay.
Right? So then there was this other girl. Who was the same sort of crazy psycho when she got drunk. And we're like, we should invite her to this party too. And the question then was, what the shit is going to happen when
Wait,
we invite
did you sleep with
these
her as well?
Two? No. Mm-hmm. When we invite these
you
two.
You look sad when you said that a little.
Yeah. When we invite these two to the same party, what's going to happen? Either it's going to be a supernova or we're going to have two girls dyking out in the front room. That's how
oh
it's going to go, right?
You are.
And you're good
it.
With either.
And Danny was like, I don't know if I'm good with this. I was like, already called him. Already already invited them both. They're coming.
You should have said something before I called them.
Right. You should have sent me a text, Tyler.
That party happened, but only one showed. And it was very unfortunate. And that was the last party that I had of that magnitude. And it was... I still am a little bummed that they both weren't in the same party at the same time.
That's cold-blooded.
But I like how you were trying to orchestrate.
That's so good.
Either a shit show or an amazing show. Something was going to happen. Oh, yeah.
I remember we were at a, I don't guess, kind of a party, like maybe an after party thing, sort of something like that. And Jessica, you know that girl, has been on the show. She was... she was here, and one of our other friends, I'm not going to say who, was kind of into her, trying to date her. She was single a long, long, long time ago. And so, they've been sweet on each other, and we go to this, place, and this girl shows up. I don't know who this girl is, never seen before in my life. Turns out this is a different girl that he's been trying to, none of them are dating, but it's just another girl that he's sweet on that he's trying to fuck.
Mm-hmm.
And so when these two girls show up to the same thing, and it's like, oh, who do I act sweet on? Because it's going to offend somebody and whatever. I don't really understand, because I don't know, I don't know everything about this relationship they have. The dynamic to me, it looks very uncomfortable from my limited understanding of the situation. So I go to this guy's best friend and I go, "Hey Dan, what's going on here?" And he said, "Oh, this girl's here and this girl's here." And I go, "Okay, isn't that like really uncomfortable?" And we both just kind of smile, and he's like, "Not for us." And that man tried to make it a three-way and failed.
Oh, good for him, though.
Good for him. He, you know, he put his cards on the table. He put them on the table. He's like, "Look, both of you, I want to fuck. Let's make this happen."
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's how he came at it.
I don't know how he came at it. I'm not one of them. But yeah, it was it was something like that. And I just thought, you know, you could either... You could pick one girl, be sweet on her, and like pretend you don't know the other one, like pretend you don't see her,
mm-hmm.
or you could do that to the other, you know. And either way, you're gonna make one enemy. So
there is your something odds are about better being straight up.
You know what? It's the move, because it shows some confidence, and you gotta just lay it out. You know, you don't back up on that.
I got divorced. I had a lot of booze,
and you should.
And
you should do both those.
My
things.
My pickup lines were like the least creative. It was like, "Hey, I just got out of a long-term relationship. Whatever happens is not going to go on for a long time." And they're like, "Yeah, okay." I was like, "All right.
Hey, being honest is working.
This is neat."
That's not even creative.
Why didn't
creative.
I try this? Like I said, zero creativity.
Zero creativity.
It was just straight up. Why? Because I was drunk and I didn't have a lot of time to spend before I was probably going to pass out.
And let's
like
face
drinking
it,
at this speed, it's over soon.
But your interest level in the girls were probably pretty shallow, where it's like, you know what,
super shallow.
If I say this and they don't want to talk to me again, there's plenty of fish in the sea.
Yeah, I'm not sure I'll remember her name.
Yeah.
I gave her a nickname in my phone.
Yeah. Jeez, I always do that. I always put their first name in my phone and then in brackets a nickname.
Yeah.
So now, that I understand who I'm talking about.
Here's a hint. Never. Ever. Of all the people that you hate the most or never want to see again, you must keep their number in your phone.
So you know when they're calling.
Holy
yes.
shit.
Yes, so you know who's
so you
calling
know
you.
Who
yeah.
to ignore.
You know what? I got people in my thing, and it's like brackets, ignore them.
And girls don't get that. They're like,
no.
Why do you still have this girl's number in your phone?
Just
so
in
I
case.
Never pick up the fucking phone.
So if I see crazy Carla on my call display, I don't answer the shit. That's why.
I had an ex-fiance. Who is crazy? You both know
that.
Who it is.
Yeah, mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? That girl was beautiful. She looked like Claire Danes.
It was the hot crazy scale.
She was hot,
and as bipolar as her character on Homeland.
Yes, and wow. She had me figured out for a while, for a long time, and but she was in my phone as go ahead, grab another. She was in my phone as Jessica. Now I have 5 Jessicas in my phone.
One of the Jessicas has been on the show.
You want to grab? Yeah, but she's not. She's in there by her last name. She's not in by her first name. There's other ones. There's lots.
He's talking about beer.
Beer. I got. Yeah. There's an empty case, but
not
I got
lots
like,
of Jessicas.
I got backup beer. Anyways,
I got Jessicas stacked on Jessicas.
Somehow, for 8 years, I never called her because I called Jessica from the show by her last name, and I never screwed that up. The like 4 other Jessicas I know, it never happened. And the Jesse, I know some Jessies too, right? Like, and then one day I went to call Jessica from the show and called my ex, and I'm at work.
How? It's under her last name?
No. The Jessica on the show is on the last name. So instead of typing in her last name, I just hit Jessica call.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? You know how quickly the realization was? When I heard
hello,
I knew
abort.
Exactly, and I froze. Hello,
you know
Jessica? Yeah. This is Jessica, you know. She goes, "Yeah. Hey, how's it going?" I'm like, terrible. I was about to go for drinks with like my buddy, and now I'm talking to my ex, who, by the way, messed me up a little bit. And I remember one time I ran into her in a grocery store. I dropped my groceries and left the store. No.
Did she see that?
I don't know.
Because you saw that, you're like, oh no, I gotta go. And it's really funny that you dropped your shit and left. But if she saw that guy, if she saw you from across
the way, she wouldn't see me drop my shit. I walked past an aisle and I saw her. We made eye contact as I walked past. I went to customer service, put my groceries down and left. And then got in the car, told Chris, who's been on the show before, he was waiting in the car. I go, "Can you go pay for these groceries for me?" He's like, "If you're not gonna be a man and go in there, I'm not helping you." I'm like, "Then I'm not gonna be a man. Let's go. I'm gonna go grocery shopping later." Yeah. And I drove away.
There are other stores.
But now I'm on the phone and I'm in my office at work. And if anybody I was working with, because all the offices are glass, so you can see me, would have thought that, oh, Trevor just found out his dad died.
Trevor was in a glass cage of emotion.
Anyways, she goes, hey, how have you been? I'm like, I'm doing fine. I said, sorry, I called you by accident, actually. I didn't mean to call you. And she goes, "That's okay. I'm glad you called." And then she said, "I just want to say, since we broke up, I saw somebody and talked to them a bit. And I want to thank you for everything that you did for me and my son. And I'm where I am today because of the relationship and the time that we had together." Wow. Now, I'm not mentally prepared.
Because you accidentally called her.
I accidentally called her. I was going for drinks.
Yeah, and she's being so genuine and saying really nice things.
And
and heartfelt.
She goes, really "I was kind of really a bitch heartfelt. To you. I'm really sorry you didn't deserve that because you were a hell of a guy. You did way more than you needed to. And me and my son are in a better place in our lives because of the time we spent together. So now I'm walking to my car and I don't know if I'm going to cry or not." Like, I haven't thought about this in years, right? And we talk on the phone. I get my car started. We talk and catch up a little bit for like 20 minutes, right? And she's like, "Well, you know, you can, you know, be friends with me on Facebook." I'm like, "Yeah, I'm probably not going to do that."
Nope. That's not safe. Can't.
No, because she's been crazy before. She's been awesome before. That is the crazy hot scale where she's like, you know, punched me in the face. Crazy. And then let me make out with her 18-year-old friend. Then, you know, like, it goes, she one time, because she didn't want me to drop her off at her place.
Oh, this is gold.
We got into a fight at a wedding because I talked to a pretty girl.
And you're driving.
No, intern Brad was driving, and his wife, and me, and she's like yelling at me. She's going, I'm like, you know, "Brad, we're dropping her off at home." And she's like, "No, you said we're going to your house. I'm going to your house." I'm like, and Brad's like, "Are you sure you want to play it this way, man?" We are dropping her off at home. She's crazy because she could drink like a man. That's one of the things I liked about her. She could party.
What? She really
petite,
could.
Tiny, and blonde, who drank.
Thin, who was like 2 inches taller than me and could drink like a man till like 4 a.m.
She was like, what, 104 pounds soaking wet?
She was like best me at drinking any opportunity.
Crazy.
I never got physical with her, like, because I've never hit a girl. But I walked her down and I may have helped her. But held her by the arm to her door of her basement suite, and she took the key of her basement suite, put it in the door, eye contact, locked. Yeah. This like, "Fuck you, you motherfucker." And she, and because she's small, she has to bend it back and forth before she breaks the key off in the lock of her door.
Snapped it right off.
2 a.m.
That is a boss move. That's going to cost her $200 later, but she doesn't give a fuck.
She does not. Shit. And she's like, "Now what?" And like, "Now we're waking up your landlord because you're definitely not coming home. I'm never going to see you again." This is before we moved in and got engaged. because I got to tell you, Jeff, what is it about bipolar girls?
Crazy don't crack.
No, best of times and worst of times, right? But anyways, we have this conversation. I get off the phone and emotionally I'm kind of a wreck. And because I got some closure I did not know I needed. Hmm. Like, you know, it's history. I'm a big boy. You know, it happened.
I had,
seven, eight.
8 years after the fact, you get closure?
Yeah.
What's your life been like in between then? Well, you didn't know you needed it, so I guess it was
okay. I didn't know I needed it. Exactly. Like, it wasn't until I heard it, and I, you know what? It makes me feel better about, it's over, but it makes me feel a little better about it.
Yeah, I'm glad it's over.
Yeah. Well, you and me
no
both.
No offense or anything. I mean, like, she was like a ton of fun, but like, she's crazy.
Oh, she's.
I knew you when you were with her, living with her.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you right now, I was a little scared of her.
Yeah.
And I only hung out with you with her around.
Yeah, yeah.
Like once, with... maybe twice.
Yeah.
I don't know if you were keeping track, but I was.
Because she would say and do the weirdest fucking shit.
I was scared of that one. I was like, this 104-pound blonde girl is... Something's going to go wrong. Like, my
she'll
car's going to catch on fire or something.
She'll
I don't
find
understand.
Out your thing, what you're, like, insecure about. And she'll just, like, dig her little claws into it, and she'll ruin you.
Yeah, I just had that vibe. I was like, I can't.
She was
I
an emotional terrorist.
Around this.
Oh, man, she had a gift.
Emotional terrorist.
Emotional terrorist. You know what? I got another like funny children. Story when she, like, flipped out at me. What?
I don't know. Like, we're here to talk about Tyler. I know this is really. I thought we were. I thought you were going to tell us about that thing. No, I forget. But
can I do my thing?
Emotional terrorist. Okay, yeah.
Thing.
No,
I'll make it quick.
I'm just trying.
Another fight. We're both hammered. We get home. We go into the apartment that we lived in, and she went to the bedroom, and I went to the living room, and I'm like, I'm sleeping on the couch tonight, right? Fucking bitch, motherfucker. She was in a little black dress, like tight black dress. Yeah, the little black dress. And I took my dog for a walk, right? I went outside, walked out the door to the left, and then I walked back to the apartment, and I look at the door, and there's a shoe, one of our shoes, in the door holding it open. And I'm kind of drunk, and I'm like, So I pick up the shoe, and I go upstairs, and I go in the living room, and I like hang out, and like I'm like, fucking grind, you know, at least I got my dog, right? Fucking bitch. This is the last straw. Whoa. And then I hear, the fuck is that? The fuck
That's
is that?
Really loud.
It was. It was very
okay,
loud.
Yeah.
And I realize it's coming from the window. I walk over and I open up the window. She's outside in the little black dress, but her legs are apart because she's got stance, right?
Whoa.
And she's throwing her digital camera at the side. Like, she's trying to hit the window with it. She followed me outside to apologize.
Aww.
I went left. She went right.
You fucked it up.
She used the shoe to hold open the door.
She's outside trying to apologize to you, and you ain't there.
She thinks that I... knew that she had done that and took the shoe.
Yeah.
Because I don't know why. And locked her out on purpose. Because when I opened the window and stuck my head out and said, Jessica, what are you doing? She's trying to hit me with the digital camera now.
Yeah.
This thing is wrecked. It was a fairly big, because cameras were bigger back then. And she's throwing it out. I'm like, hey, stop. It like hit the window by my head. I'm like, whoa. Close the window, go downstairs, open up the door. But for whatever reason, I let it close behind me, and I have the keys.
Now you're both locked down. Oh, no, you got the keys.
I've got the keys. And I'm just like I don't want her to making a scene inside of the apartment and waking people up. So you know what she does? She does a haymaker, fucking breaks my glasses on my face. So you're wearing glasses
she
right now.
She punches you right in the face.
Boom, across, like, whatever.
Holy shit.
Again, I've never hit a woman.
I told you I was scared of this lady.
I did hold her against the wall until she tired herself
you
out.
Defend yourself.
So I think I told that story in 3 minutes, but it's a good one. Wow. She's crazy.
She must have been so furious, because imagine from her point of view, she's like, you know what? I am being a bitch. I'm gonna go apologize. And then she
that
goes.
That motherfucker locks me outside when I was
she
coming outside to apologize.
She takes the high road. She's being the bigger person here. She goes outside, and what do? You lock her out in her sexy dress.
He knew that was my shoe. That's why he took
because,
it. Because he knew it was
because
mine.
You're a piece of crap.
This is how it, yeah.
Man, you know
this
what?
Is all your fault, Trevor. I'm
hey,
siding
I think we can all agree.
Her.
Yeah. I've come a long way, and I'm doing a lot better since then.
You know what? You are doing a lot better.
Love you, Michelle.
You know what happened to a friend of mine? Is that, and imagine, no, try to imagine this from both points of view, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So a friend of mine, not going to say who, he...
Wait, what's her name?
Not telling
you.
Oh,
okay.
You. So he's married to this girl.
Do we get, like,
who's
a
an absolute C-word. No, I'm not telling you.
Come
so this lady's a C-word. They go on vacation to England. Now, I don't know if you know this. In England, they have weird doors where they don't have, like, they, you know, like deadbolts, you know, like you turn a little thing. No, man. Yeah. You need a key to open the door from the outside to get in. Okay. And then to get out, you need that key as well.
Where is this?
England.
It's an island nation.
Do they of like locking spouses in?
I don't know what they do. There's a lot of fucking fire drills. So anyway,
you ain't leaving the house. Do the dishes. So
they're staying at like a bed and breakfast kind of thing that has these old fashioned doors where you need
doorknobs in the middle of the door.
It's basically like a skeleton key kind of thing.
Yeah, in England they got doorknobs in the middle of the door.
He's fucking with you. So anyway,
it sounds like a hobbit hole.
Hey, so my friend and his wife, they have a fight. Okay, really bad fight. She gets mad. She gets drunk and she falls asleep before nine. So my friend and his friends, they have plans to go out. So she's sleeping. She's the only one at the place, right? So you got to lock the door, because if you don't lock the door behind you, then somebody could just like wander in there, right? Okay. You get what I'm saying there?
Yeah. Yep.
So he locks her in while she's sleeping
and leaves no
in
key
this
for
room,
her to get out.
Leaves no note and no key. So then he goes out drinking with his friends, you know, like you do.
Like you would.
And so she wakes up, because remember, she's passed out because they had a fight and she got drunk. She's still mad because she's the C word. So she wakes up and is a fucking beyond livid.
You can't sleep off crazy.
What's a word beyond livid? Like she was fuming. And their marriage was over that minute.
Their marriage was over.
It took her like, I don't know, probably like a couple hours for him to get back before he knew that it was over. But that was it. That was it right there. Fucking England and their stupid locks.
Killed a marriage.
Killed a marriage.
They might still be together.
Thanks, Mark.
Had it not been for that stupid lock.
Chances are, if that's what... See, here's
no, they probably... You're making that up. It's not a real thing.
No, there's like...
No,
there's
I see that's a picture of a doorknob right in the middle of a door. Like,
you know what that reminds me of? Those stupid memes where it's like... You had one job.
English doorknobs. There's a Bobby. There's a door.
You
doorknob in the middle.
That's 10 Downing Street. It's the Prime Minister's residence.
And he has a door.
Yeah. It's decorative, though. It's some weird parliamentary.
You knew the address of the English Prime Minister? You know the weirdest shit.
Do you know where the White House is? Do you know what the address is? For fuck's sake. 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Oh, do you know where our prime minister lives?
No idea.
Tyler?
In a house.
What's
the address?
123 somewhere in Canada.
In like Ottawasville?
In Ottawasville.
You know
exactly.
What, actually, I've been drinking. It slipped my mind just now. But I do know what it is.
It's on the corner
I
of...
I do know what it is.
It burns! It's on the corner
actually, you know
of
what?
Get a map and
you know
go
what?
Fuck yourself.
Actually, you know, it's probably your... I probably don't remember because people don't really live there. Like the last couple prime ministers, it's just like in such disrepair they don't live there. I forget the...
Seriously?
Yeah.
It's more...
What's the address?
It was funny. That would have been the house his dad lived in as well.
Who's dad?
His... Justin Trudeau.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. No. Because he grew
somebody
up there
fucking
a
referred to him as JT this week. I was so confused.
Yeah.
I was like, our prime minister was...
Justin
was part of a boy band? I don't get it.
24 Sussex Drive.
Sussex. 24 Sussex. That's right.
Sussex.
Sussex. No,
yeah,
no.
I
think
right.
It's Sussex.
I keep... No, it's...
Pretty sure it's Sussex.
Okay, yeah.
Let's go. It's fault he can't read. He's a ginger.
You know, my audience didn't know that till just now.
You know what?
25 episodes and they didn't know this?
What happened
31.
Was when you were in... When you were in, like, you know, like that Catholic boarding school, and those nuns, hold on, and those nuns were trying to beat the ginger out of you?
With the yardstick?
No. I think while they were beating the ginger out of you, you were probably thinking so bad about, like, strangling them that you didn't learn anything.
I had to pronounce the appropriate.
You didn't learn,
Sussex?
Yeah, like, had to, you know,
but,
like.
I mean, there's the picture, there's the, like, 12 pictures of me as a child. I'm as blonde as shit. I'm,
like, I'm
there's
don't
no red there.
Who that is,
right?
Without
so,
facial
are
hair.
You. What are you telling me?
I'm saying they wouldn't have beaten the red.
Okay,
no.
So my brother. Have you met my brother?
I have.
Okay.
Many times.
Wait.
Dark
hair. Is your brother because he's black?
No, he's white.
White.
So
just to be confusing.
Yeah, just to be confusing. Oh, with and he's brunette, right? Dark hair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Super
white.
So all of his
because his hair is so dark, he
pictures,
looks whiter.
He is friggin' blonde, like
really
platinum blonde up until.
Huh.
I don't know, somewhere in the late teens. Like, not even early teens. Yeah. Platinum blonde.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wouldn't have thought it?
Nope. No, you see him now, you're like, there's no way.
But then again, when I was a kid, I didn't have a beard. Hmm. And now look at me, things changed.
No one could have seen that coming. Not at all.
Hey, you got a weird question. When you were like 6 or 8 years old, when you were younger, when you didn't have facial hair, did you ever think, one day I'm going to have a beard? No. Or do you think like, facial hair is weird, I'm a child and I don't have hair on my knuckles? Because why would you have hair on your knuckles? I'm 8 years old.
I can tell you my experience with finding my first armpit hair.
Oh, which armpit?
I can't tell you that.
Oh, that's
that would
too
ruin
personal.
The mystery.
Oh, no.
Then we would have to get married.
It wasn't his armpit hair. It was the first one he found. Yeah.
Said, I no, found one on the couch. It was amazing.
So I don't know how old I was, but probably early teens or some shit. And I'm at a relative's house. It's out of town. It was kind of fun. You know, you go visit a relative for a weekend. And I'm wearing a, what do you call them? Wife beater, muscle shirt, whatever.
No, wife beater is the acceptable term.
Yeah, yeah. Tank top?
Yeah, hey, that works too. But I've never driven a tank. So
and you're not a top.
So we'll call it a wife beater, yeah.
So what happens is I'm wearing this thing, and all of a sudden I went to reach for something, and I look down, and I'm like, that exact noise. I'm like, oh my God, there's like two hairs over here. What the shit? How did I miss the first one?
Two in the same, zero
right?
in the other.
I am so, yeah, zero in the other. I am so zoned in on this. I go running from the room I'm in through another room into the kitchen to tell my relative, oh my God, look what I found. This is amazing. And when I look.
Younger relative or older relative?
Older, of course.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. When I look up to see this relative, and I'm pointing like at my arm way up in the air and this exposed armpit, I realize they have at some point invited like four people over. Oh. I have just
who's
going to
share
this
in this special moment
full of like five adults. I'm like, look what I got. I got one armpit. Oh, two.
Man,
huh.
They came for the dinner, but they stayed for Todd's armpit. Shit. It must have been humiliating. Was it bad?
Yeah, probably. But that's how you get used to humiliation.
There you
just
go.
One armpit hair at a time.
One armpit hair at a time.
I was the first one in my class to get armpit hair.
Nice.
No,
you were a freak.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, my voice cracked, and like I had acne, and it was a little early.
Do you guys remember this Lonely Island song? We were talking about that
joke rap
stuff. I just had sex. Remember that?
Yeah.
That's a great song. It's so descriptive. You know, the lyrics, like it's all in the lyrics, all the feeling, like it's got that nostalgia right there. You know, like he called his parents, you know, he's like, guess what? Just had sex. Girl, let me do it. It literally just happened. You know,
the lyrics,
I'm always humbled by a girl's ability to let me do her.
Doesn't really make sense. Oh, that's so good. And, man, everything about that is just so true, except for having sex with a pile of manure. Probably wouldn't do that.
No, I don't think I would. No. Even if it was warm.
No. Hey.
I don't know how to respond to that.
What? To
pile
make
of
love
manure?
To a, it's a, I think a bag. If you had a bag of manure and you poked a hole in it, would you? Condom? You're wearing a condom.
No.
Would you not want to wear a condom?
I would not want to do
it. Now,
you would raw dog a bag of shit? Are you kidding me?
That's one of those stupid questions.
Are you
like,
kidding me?
Hey, listen, if I washed my dick, would you suck it? And somebody goes, no. And you're like, dirty cucks. Like,
no,
it's the same
I'm
joke.
Going,
yeah.
No, it's not a joke at all. I'm saying
I'm
that
not doing either.
You,
that's not a joke.
You heard it here. Heard it here at the I Never Want to Be Young Again podcast,
Tyler
folks.
Tyler would raw dog a bag of shit.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh, like I said earlier,
and
I'm
it would
slender,
get pregnant,
you know what?
And you would have the littlest piece.
I
of
wouldn't
shit.
Suck your dick even if you did clean it, because
you know what?
You can't wash off that shame.
Nobody's sucking your dick after this podcast.
No. So like I said, I've always been slender, and somebody asked me at one point, and they were like, you know, are you having sex with that girl? It was a coworker. They were concerned I was having sex with somebody else.
Concerned,
worried, and they were like, are you having sex with that girl? I was like, no, I'm like super skinny. And they're like, so? I was like, and she's like super skinny. And they're like, so? I'm like, so that would be like, you know, all elbows and ribs. And they're like, what does that mean? I was like, said be like fucking a bag of hammers. Fucking a bag of hammers.
Do you have a different wife than I think you have?
Yeah, because your
wife weighs like 90 pounds.
I know, right? It's kind
of
cool.
Okay, so you are fucking a bag of hammers.
Now, yeah.
Okay, well, I don't feel comfortable calling her this. The next barbecue. Close. So, Jeff, heard you called me a bag of hammers. It's going to be real Tyler awkward. Did it Thanks first. For that.
Shit. Oh, Tyler jumped off a bridge.
You guys want to come over for a barbecue next weekend?
You know what's this weekend?
Your birthday.
Might be. And you know what? I'm feeling especially social. I have messaged everybody that I know. Haven't messaged you yet.
Except
you
me.
Are invited.
Yeah,
I'm not
feeling
not
the love
say,
at this exact moment.
I'm not saying I know where or when, but I will message you.
Yeah, because you haven't told me where or when.
No, you're good. But you know what? And I've texted everybody I know, and I don't usually do that because I don't usually talk to these people even on a yearly basis, you know?
Because you're not hugely social.
I'm not hugely social.
No.
But you know what? I'll be damned if 9 out of 10 of them, and there are more than 10, didn't fucking, yeah, they're like, yeah, man, I'm fucking there. I'm like, what the fuck? You guys are all coming? I would not have invited 24 people if I thought 22 of them were going to show up. I made a mistake.
Well, you know what, Jeff? You're in spite of it all, you're a likable guy.
You know what? I'm probably not going to feel this way Saturday.
Oh, wait. Do you know how I used to describe you? You probably don't know how I used to describe you.
I know how
you.
Other people describe
okay,
me.
Okay, so
Let's
how
hear it.
I used to describe Jeff.
I want to hear it, yeah.
Just before someone would meet him for the first time.
What
I'm
year
like,
is this?
Holy shit. Do you remember karaoke? So
pretty much since you met him till like,
okay.
Till like yesterday.
Now.
So I'm like, all right. So yeah, Trevor's going to be there, and so-and-so is going to be there, and so-and-so. Oh, and there's this G off going
to
be there.
G to the motherfucking
okay.
OF.
And they're like, well, why do you say it like that? I'm because G offs are interesting, and this one is no exception. Now, just be forewarned, I have a theory that what he likes to do is just lead with the seriously worst foot. And once you've led with the worst foot, if you can stand that, then you can hang out with him.
You can't handle me at Mom Spaghetti. I'm not going to bother with sweaty palms.
So basically, he
you're
comes
absolutely
right out of
right.
the gate with something offensive, and you're
absolutely
like,
absolutely right.
That's not so bad. And that he's is, like, yeah, right. okay, you're cool. I can talk to you. Yeah.
You know what? Yeah. I different words, but same thing. I say,
he comes out of the gate, wanna, worst foot forward.
I don't
want
to spend a bunch of time talking to somebody who's...
Hey,
you know, like,
and all I can hear
the
is
test?
A theme song from the Saturday Night Live skit. Lowered expectations.
I used to play it like this.
My God.
I'd be like, yo, my buddy Jeff's coming. He's a great guy, but he has an interesting screening process. And they're like, what do you mean? I'm like, you'll see.
I've never thought about that. I've never thought about that.
Worst
You're 100%
forward,
right.
And then the rest is
yeah,
gravy after
right.
that.
That's
if
it.
You handled that first encounter. Everything will be easier
I've had,
after this.
I've had two different girls tell me the same thing.
Melissa, what she said.
Melissa, one of them, yeah.
Has had
yeah.
two different girls.
And they both said to me, when they first met you, God. Not to leave him alone in the room with you. And then later, they're like, no, Jeff's cool. I love Jeff. He's just, I didn't get it at first.
Yeah.
Didn't get it at they're first. Like, takes a minute.
Yeah. They're like, I didn't, I read their, you know, like, I'm imagining Melissa saying, like, you know, I read his vibe wrong. You know, she was probably thinking like, oh, this guy's a rapist. But really, it's like a school shooter. You know, like there's similar vibes, but you don't know where it's going to
weird
go.
But harmless, I think, was the word she
the
used.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Weird but harmless is kind of what they go with.
Right.
So,
oh, okay. Well, I love, you know, they're nice people. Anyway, well, I'll be damned. And you know what? Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a good time.
But we love you and want you to keep
oh,
doing
yeah,
the show, by the way.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I can't wait to go because then the weekend after that. Is my birthday party.
Right.
Question for you.
Shoot.
Question.
Do you have like wireless microphones or something to record? We should record his entire birthday.
No, we
just
shouldn't.
A random shit that comes up.
Do you know what editing like that
of
would
clips.
Be?
Just a couple?
No.
You need a tape recorder. You can do it with a phone and then convert the MP3s and then play them on the show later.
It's going to sound like crap.
Oh, hell yeah.
No, you know what?
I'm going to stand next to Jeff the whole evening. Never leave his side. Have my phone and record. That's it. Like a whole night.
Just in case something happens.
Just in case gold happens.
You know, You know what
shit paparazzi do?
What happened?
Like, I'm just gonna keep taking pictures till you show your cooch. Yeah, I don't do group texts.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's a lot of work.
That was.
I'm actually working on texting less.
Yeah.
And calling.
Yeah, I like
I've called Trevor, like, and just actually have a phone call. It is weird.
And what you could have texted in, like, even what you could have texted in 20 seconds takes us 30 minutes to get through.
I know.
But it's fun. Catch up. I like calling.
That's what
people.
Friends are for.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, don't
mm-hmm.
say it's fun. You hate it. Yeah. I've called you and you asked me, is there an emergency?
I got a phone call today. And I was in the bank today. I got a phone call. It scared the shit. I mean, like, Jesus Christ, why is somebody calling me? I can swipe left on that. You know, no, my phone actually has a thing where you swipe left. There's a there's the green symbol for the hang up, and there's the red
so it's red not signal an iPhone?
For. It's not, no, I don't have an iPhone.
Oh, now you did it.
Oh no, damn.
Anyway, so it's green thing and red thing, and you swipe the whatever. So yeah, you swipe left to reject a call. You swipe right to accept it. I don't know if that.
You have a Twitter phone.
Wait, which way do you swipe
no.
to fuck?
No, out? Dude, don't.
What's the other one? Not Twitter.
What the fuck's it called?
Tinder.
Tinder, Tinder, that's phone. It. Not a Twitter.
Tinder phone.
You see, we're out of the game.
Oh, wait.
Bunch of 50-year-olds, what?
Nah, knowing Jeff, it's a Grindr phone.
You know what? No.
Grindr, what? Grindr invented Tinder.
No. I'll tell you what, though. Grindr, like, came before Tinder. But you know,
did it
even
really?
If yes. Huh. But even if you're not gay, man, if you're traveling, you're in another city, you want to just party, download Grindr.
So
I just put in your little profile thing and be like, hey, just here to party, not gay.
I got a buddy of mine.
Yeah.
Who was
but I feel like
little...
some gay people are like, oh, a challenge.
No.
Somebody in the
I'm
closet.
Buy him drinks all night.
I did not know this, but when I went to Mexico, by myself, I didn't have any friends. My God, I made this friend at a hostel, and we went out to all these bars, a couple of them I think gay bars. And we met all these guys from Grindr, and we had a great time. We had a super good time. We party hard. They know all the spots, and they know all the fag hags, and they are just good people. They know how to get down.
I got a buddy of mine from high school who was socially awkward in high school. Great guy. He was actually a roommate of mine for a year plus. Awesome roommate.
I think I know who you're talking about.
And then... You know, years down the road, I'm like, I've known this guy for like a long time. And all of a sudden, I'm like, I've never seen him with a girl. Wait a second.
I know who you mean.
Right? And then all of a sudden.
But I've never thought that about him.
No, I think maybe you might have the wrong.
I think you might. Oh, I know who we're talking about. But all of a sudden, his boyfriend at the time outs him to his mom. Because his mom cornered a boyfriend and was like, so is there something between you and my son? And he's like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. You know, and he was a big dude, too. And he's like, yeah, there is, and yada, yada. Anyway, he gets outed. And this guy moves to Mexico, I don't know, a couple years later. And he's been there for a while. And I'm messaging him, how you doing? And all of a sudden, he goes, Mexico's awesome. And, you know, he's sending me pictures of the beach. I was like, oh, man, I want to go to Mexico. And he's like, yeah, loving it here. He's like, I'm on Grindr right now.
Yeah.
And he's like, there's like 60 cocks within like 100 meters. I was like,
sure.
Oh,
you know what?
Oh, that wasn't well on the itinerary of things for me to do when I come to Mexico. That was not on my list. I mean, had you told me that there were dolphins I could swim with, I'd be
Tyler,
like, neat.
Right? Free drinks before 10. Let's not forget that this guy knows the doorman. You know what I mean? He'll get you in.
He'll get you
in. You know what? You're gonna save some money partying with a gay guy.
I don't know. I think we should finish on saving money partying with a gay guy.
And they got a cousin.
That might be the title of this episode.
Save money, party with a gay guy.
Absolutely.
You know what, Tyler? Thanks for coming back.
Hey.
It's been a lot of fun. Jeff?
Well, you offered me beer.
Yes, that's I did. I did tempt him with the free beer. Jeff, thanks for coming back.
Yeah. Wouldn't miss it for...
Thanks for having me.
Hey, we'll do it again. Had a blast. Everybody, you can check us out at ineverwantabeyoungagain.com. You can check us out on Facebook. Be friends with us at I Never Want to Be Young Again podcast. Email. I'll tell you later about that email we got, the one that said fuck you.
You got an email?
We've gotten a few.
I bet. Sick. I know who it's from.
We got enough? Yeah, Todd, because we said nobody had shit figured out when they were younger, when they were, you know, nobody did. And they go, except Todd. And then we said, fuck you, Todd. Oh, he listened to the episode. That's why he mailed fuck you.
Yeah.
It was back. Anyways, fuck you, Todd. And yeah, I just want to...
He lives with your parents, right?
Yeah, no, he still lives with his parents. He's like 32, yeah. Him and his fiancée.
He's got everything figured out, saving money like a boss.
Hey,
No, no, actually, I think he tries to say that like the parents live with him now. But anyways,
no one believes that.
Thank you, youngins, for listening. We'll check you all next week, especially you in India who keeps checking us out.
Oh, man, email us so bad.
Email us hungry. We get a lot of love from hungry.
Hungry? Oh, yeah. No, I was spreading the love in Hungary.
Yeah. Yeah.
You guys got to show me this map later.
Oh, yeah. Afterwards, I can't wait to show you. It's so much fun. Anyways, you guys have a good week. We'll see you next Friday.
I can give good sex to you. Because I'm really good at sex. I can give good sex to you. Because I'm really good at sex. Aw, yeah. That's right. Shake your bums. I'm out of here. I gotta go have sex with a lot of girls. Ladies.